Radio Prague News.
The Czech Prime Minister and President are heading a national delegation at a NATO summit, described as the most important such meeting for decades. Scientists are returning the remains of the 16th century Danish astronomer Tycho Brahe to his tomb in Prague. And the latest poll on the popularity of politicians in the Czech Republic suggests a slight shake-up in public opinion. Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas, President Václav Klaus, Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg, and Defense Minister Alexander Vondra are heading a Czech delegation at a two-day NATO summit that began in Lisbon on Friday. The Czech government has picked out the strategic rethink of the alliance as a major issue for discussion. Government members have insisted in the past they do not want to see any dilution of the principle of common defense, as new tasks such as tackling terrorism, energy security, and cybercrime are embraced. But alliance members are also expected to plot a withdrawal timetable from Afghanistan. The meeting is also expected to push ahead with a NATO anti-missile defense shield to be established over the next 10 years. This would be a wider version of the now abandoned shield originally planned between the US, Czech Republic, and Poland. The last stage of the meeting will be taken up by a summit between the alliance and Russia. Scientists are returning the remains of the 16th century Danish astronomer Tycho Brahe to his tomb in Prague on Friday. The Czech and Danish researchers who opened the grave at the Church of Our Lady before Teen at the start of the week hope to settle a long-running dispute over what caused the death of the astronomer, who served at the royal court in Prague at the invitation of Holy Roman Emperor and Czech King Rudolf II. Samples of Brahe's hair and beard taken during a previous exhumation revealed a high level of mercury in his remains, contradicting a legend that he died of an internal infection after his bladder burst. Prior to the reinterment, the Archbishop of Prague, Dominik Duka, will serve Mass at the church, which is located a short distance from Old Town Square. A new survey from the STEM polling agency suggests that Social Democrat leader Bohuslav Sobotka is the most popular politician in the Czech Republic, favored by 56% of people. Mr. Sobotka, who will soon stand for party chairman, held the same ranking at the beginning of this year. Interior Minister and Public Affairs Chairman Radek Jon, however, suffered a steep fall from grace, according to the poll, from first in the middle of the year to 12th place. The other two most popular politicians were Chamber of Deputies Speaker Miroslava Nemcová and Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil, both of the Civic Democratic Party. In sports news, three clubs in the Czech Ice Hockey Elite League, the Extraliga, have been docked points for fielding players who were not correctly registered. Mladá Boleslav, Plzeň and Kladno will lose points they had won in matches in which the unregistered players performed. However, the teams they were playing against will not receive any extra points. The decision, announced by Extraliga boss Stanislav Schulz on Friday, means that the three clubs are now at the bottom of the league table in the relegation playoff spots. Now turning briefly to the weather, it should be mainly cloudy with rain at times over the next few days. Temperatures are expected to reach a maximum of 8 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.